So Parshas Chayisar is really a continuation. I mean, you know the famous Rashi, that the reason why Chayisar is right next to the Parshas of the Akedah is because as soon as Sarah heard the Malach, either that Yitzchak was almost shechted, we'll see how it's a discussion, so she passed away. So you have to continue in understanding what happened in the Akedah and what's over here. And I want to show you two different approaches. And then we'll go to an Eish Kodesh. That's an amazing understanding of the Chai Yisara. The Parshas HaKedus, of course, the understanding is pure submission to the will of God. The Psukim themselves seem to show as if there was no questioning by Avram to God of what happened. You go through the Midrash and there's a tremendous amount of discussion. I'm not a Kohen, how can I shecht? And so obviously the question really was, you know, through the Midrashic understandings were, Kiva Yitzchak Yikari Zera, through Yitzchak, so now you have one prophecy versus a second prophecy, in his mind, Lahalos, meant to Shechita. And so the famous understanding of Soren Kierkegaard was a leap of faith. So we're going to look at that approach. We're going to concentrate more on Chai Yisara. And so first let's understand what is the reaction of Chai Yisara. Two possibilities. First of all, the Nesiv HaShalom, page 1. V'yu Chai Yisara mei yoshana v'esrim shana v'sheva shanam shnei Chai Yisara. It's 127 years. Much discussion, I think Rabbi Drach had a whole shiur about this the other night. You know, the comparison between 127 Medinos of Esther and Sarah. He named the Parshasu Rabu had Tikdotum Rashis Lama Nimnu Shnecho. So why did you have to have this whole discussion of the Chayesar, the life of Sarah? Shalom Matina came Bishahra Unos. We didn't find this discussion with the other mothers. Ode Mahu Kafal Omro Shne Chayesar for Rashi Perish Kulam Shem Latover. That was what he's saying, all of these years were comparison of perfection. Vakati Torah Berib, I still need understanding. Ma Tam Sipra Lanu Hatara Inyan Zeh Shekulun Shavun Latova V'lo Mitzim V'malkam Acha. So I just understand why Dafka here. Why Dafka by Sarah? Right? You didn't have this by the other mothers.
Like the counting of her years?
Yeah, in other words, the way they were counted is, she was pure as when she was 7 years old and 20. You know, she was in a chote, she was beautiful, etc. Bamedich Siv Livkosa Bekaf Zeira. Why Livkosa, right? Livkosa, the Chaf, is written in a small Chaf. Because of the Baal HaTurim, Shehu Mishum Shalobocha Elama'at, the fish is Zekena Hoysa. Avram only cried a little bit because she was an old lady already. No, he still lived a long life without her. I mean, that itself requires an explanation. I mean, because she was an old lady, so not going to cry anymore. So what is the Torah telling us? Uvarashi Alispod, when he talked about Lispod Lasara Lavakosa Kosav, Nismcha Misa Sarah Lakedis Yisok, Lefi, why is these parshias next to each other? Lefi Shaide Basura So Akedish and Nizdam and Bino Lashita. Soon as she heard that the Akeda was for her son to be shechted, to be killed, uchim atchelum nishchata, and the fact that it almost was not nishchat, parcha nishmasa mimena umesa. So her neshama left.
Question, Rabbi Brick. The Malach told her that the Akeda took place, or that it did not take place?
He told exactly what happened. She got a thing that it started, but it didn't complete.
Okay, so if it was not completed,
why'd she die?
Yes.
So wait. Yes. That's why you're here.
What is kimat shalom?
Oh, so that the Eish Kodesh is really going to focus on. Kimat, it came very close.
To what?
I got scared. You know, it almost killed, but she wasn't killed. I mean, we didn't get anywhere.
Okay.
But Sarfer Madu Kosav Zos Rashi Alispod Lasor Lubkosa. Why then he is this is like an interesting question. Why did Rashi wait to say it by the Hesped, the pasuk on the Hesped? Usually you have Rashi would say, Loma Nisvacha Parshas Zu L'Zu, the very first pasuk. why did you wait to say till the second, third, fourth pasuk? Just a little ha'ara that he's asking. Shehayu levar inin smichas misa sara la'akedis Yitzchak betzchilas ha'pasuk avatamasa. You should have said it earlier. Ubiyetzim perusha sharasha yeshlavin echitokan shayideho akeda nigruma misa sara. Also, I understand. How could it be that she died from this? Pareshomer mitzvahs lo yada devara. So first of all, you're really asking two questions. If your mom is a tzaddikess, so why doesn't she have the same outlook as Abraham seemed to have had, right? The same outlook, like, listen, it's a tzivui of Hashem. So why she seems to have a different take? Moreover, she says, moreover, if your shomer mitzvah lo yada devara. A shomer mitzvah, you never hear, nothing could go wrong with a lo yoda. And that was from the shomer mitzvah, she was saying she's hurt. She shouldn't be hurt from this. The eich efshah sheminisayon kadosh kizeh yotza davara. How could it be if this is the holiest of holy, of the greatest nisayon for the Jewish people, for Abram Avinu, how could it happen that something evil could happen? Muvad zos hare sara hayim mit madrekas nevuah gavoah yotza mishavram. She's greater than Avram.
So she didn't hear any. God didn't tell her what was going on. She just found out that Avram heard it. So how?
Well, the question would be, by the way, is that I said last week when someone gets a nevuah, one person gets a nevuah, the whole world, all nevim get that nevuah. So the question is, that maybe she knew about it before.
Well, and when the Malachim came and told him that Yitzchak was going to be born, she stopped at it. She said, "How could that be?" So that was also nevuah that she
right,
got.
Right. So she
didn't get it.
Does the way the Torah is written, she didn't get it. It doesn't mean she didn't have it. Yeah.
So yesterday, Rabbi Rosenblum at the ECC, where he
right,
said that when Sarah found out, was told that they were going to have a child, she laughed cynically. She's a realist.
Right.
When Abraham found out he's going to have a child, he laughed like he was 5 years old.
Okay.
He was out of joy because he was the idealist.
Right, but they both knew about it.
But no, he's the idealist and she's the realist.
Okay.
So when he finds out about something about I'm going to sacrifice my child, he sees it as I'm serving God. Now, when Sarah finds out she's the realist, she realizes that her son, her husband almost sacrificed her son. That's very hard for somebody to accept.
Okay. I want to get to two ideas. I understand what you're saying.
So basically, okay? They're saying she lacked the emunah.
I didn't say that. He's asking. He says, why is this? Kamosha Perry. He's going to say something totally opposite. She did not lack the emunah whatsoever. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I was just going to say that. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe she died because she was so happy that her son was on the
died from happiness.
Is there a possibility?
So it's a possibility. Maybe not a good possibility.
why don't you just...
Let's hold. Guys, let's hold off. Why don't you just
say simply, a mother is different than a father?
So hold off with that. That's a very good result. And that'll be an idea of the earth. Kamosha Beresh Rashi Laposa, Kola Shatomei Lecha Sarah Shema Bekola. Okay. V'yeshlevar. So first of all, he takes a very different idea. Yidav Amarav, you'll appreciate this. V'yeshavara inyan, t'yinei onim avakshim betfila, v'haser satam lufaneinu u'miyacharenu. What does that mean? You should remove the satan in front of us and from behind us. Haynu sheyeshno inyan satam lufaneinu. The satam lufaneinu, I understand, shahayei tahara ha-miskaper al-yehudi, kodem asiyas ha-mitzvah. I understand the Jew, before he does the mitzvah, so the yetzahara says to him, what are you doing? Don't do this mitzvah. I understand that. That's what the satan does before you do a mitzvah. What are you doing? You don't have to do it. That's what the midrashim are saying. The yetzer hara, or the satan, or whatever you want to say, his conscience was talking to Avram. Said, "What are you doing? Kol tach lusav shel satan menoas Avram imaisa hakeda." Stop from doing the Akeda. Shabai lava omelo zakein shota. What are you talking about? You mashugana. You think God would ask such a thing? Hariya kadosh baruch hayaticha kibi yitzel yikar v'chazera. God said that through Yitzchak you're going to have a great nation. How could you do this? Hashem haleyu la'ola she'ein zekim dimyon ve'achar kach holach kemochein al Yitzchak lipsoso v'shar kubul losov l'no mehem l'skabal nishyon. Alright. And then there's another one, the satam e'achareinu, the satam behind us. What does that mean? After you do it. Hiskabras ha'yetzer la'achar masli sh'rotzer l'kachas mimenu. He wants to say, and he ends it, what did you accomplish? What were you thinking? You did this? Aldas Zed, that's what he says at Maran Raden Moreno. Then very interesting. I'll introduce this with a idea from the Rav. So you understand. No, hold on. They don't say this about many people. But Shmelka and Nicholasburg. Rav HaKodesh Rav Pinchas, I don't know from what city. Be'esha Higiyu bin Nisiyasam Harishona Rabam Hamagid, HaKodesh bin Bezrich, Shahamagid Ti Lefnehim Seder Avodash Yehudi. So now he said, let me tell what the Avodas Hashem is supposed to be. Ech Shekom Bechatzos Ve'orach Tikun Chatzos. What he would do, he'd get up in Chatzos, he would say Tikun Chatzos, Im Kola Tikunim Ve'chola Kavonos, Ve'achakach Lomen Shurav, then he would learn. And then he would say, oh, all these things that I learned, b'shi'ura, b'nigla, b'nista, and afterwards, v'chaka, kol hachanoso, v'tfila, v'chol seida ha'tfila, ech she'olam, me'olam, li'olam, me'olamos, ha'si, yitzir, b'riyas, etzli. I went higher and higher and higher to the highest of worlds. Not only was the thing, mamish was there. V'achar kol zeh, Im Ola, but if you think at that moment, b'machshava shapal mashehu ba'avodaso, if you think you accomplished something, osim mikol avodasov ke'in kador, u'mashlichim zos umka tehuma rabba. It's like you put everything into your bowl, throw it right down. Nothing was accomplished. What is he saying? It's a very difficult understanding, but I want to say this is one approach that many of the Perushim, and especially Hasidic Perushim, are taking over here. This is the highest Nisayon. What should have been Avram's feeling afterwards? Not of accomplishment. The Rav put it differently. The Rav explained when we say, Kol Hadam Kozev, every man is a liar in Hala, what that means is, the man has to be constantly in contradiction of himself. In other words, there is a metaphysical man versus cosmological man, and unlike Thomas Hobbes, it says that comes to a synthesis, man never comes to a synthesis. It's always in contradiction. And because of that, you're always going to create. Same thing here, in the Avodas Hashem is never a time where you've accomplished. I'm there. There always has to be searching for greater Avoda.
Doresh versus Yisod.
Okay.
Yes, no.
I don't know.
Remez, Peshat, Remez.
Oh, yeah, I mean, this is not, I mean, you're saying this is a Trusha, this is the understanding. But it's really, it's a Yisod of understanding in Avodas Hashem, not to feel that you've accomplished, that you've gotten there. Oh, okay, now I learned this. You know, I always said the Rav never made a Siyam.
No.
I don't want to put down people saying he never made a Siyam. He always said, I didn't come. I didn't finish. There's no such thing as I'm finished. I didn't finish. You never finish. There's always more and more. I mean, whenever the Rav gave a shir, so he said one thing the next day, and then the next day he'd sometimes go over the same thing, and someone said, but yesterday, Rish, don't bother me, but I said yesterday. Whatever he said yesterday, it didn't matter. He looked at it very new. Years ago, I used to learn with Rabbi Baumel. He used to be the, he opened up Yeshiva Eastern Parkway. So I used to learn with him, and I got to say, every time we would go through the Gemara, we're learning Gemara, never saw this Gemara before. I mean, he went through Shas 100 times. But he looked at it and says, oh, this is unbelievable. So that's it. So what was over here? So he's giving you a Yisod that you can never look as if you were accomplished. Oh, so now he's being mechanish something. He says, that's why it had to be a few psukim later. It's unbelievable. The Alpize Yavua Inyan. Gampo, Vayelcha Yachtov, Gimel Pomim, three times. It says Vayelcha Yachtov Haniska Parsha. He went together, either with Yitzchak, then he went with the other guys, with Yishmael and Eliezer. Hine Isa Meha Ari HaKadosh. So he says, the first I'll tell you what he says outside, because it's a lot to accomplish. But the Nesi L'Shalom is going to say, really what he was trying to accomplish is that Moshe Rabbeinu put it over here, the Rashi is saying a little bit later, because the Umos HaOlam were going to attack and say, oh, look at Avram Avinu. What did he do? He's going to kill his child. And Avram Avinu, what he wanted to show, when he walked away, he went with the kids. And he wanted to show them, I didn't change. Nothing happened over here. I didn't accomplish something, because I still have greater avoda. So the psukim are a few down later, the Rashi explains this, that you shouldn't think that there was some kind of an accomplishment. It says, look at number three. Vayashav akedik siv vayashav armel nara v'yakum v'yelch v'yadav. What does that mean? Da acher shikvar neskayim v'hosa satam l'faneinu. Meaning he wanted these boys, you know, they felt bad. Like, I can't believe we're sitting, you had the whole Al-Qaeda. We couldn't come up and watch. I mean, we're shut down over here. And Avram wanted to show that nothing, I didn't change. He went back to their level in a sense. So not to show the great of the greatness, continuing the avoda. So based on that, we turn the page. He explains, that's what it means, but Hamasara. Shila Acha Shara Hasatan ki Avram Avinu Niskabra Gamal Nisayon Azeh. So I want you to hear this, and then you'll appreciate much more the Eish Kodesh. The Avram Avinu, when they Satan sees Avram Avinu, he succeeded. Chaval Tachbulu Chadosh G'day L'Hakshir, say he wanted to create something new. Let me figure another way to bring him down. Shiyoda hasatan ki higi is mana shol sora listalik mina olam. Very different shot. This was the time sora. This was the moment sora was supposed to die. This was your destiny. At this moment, on this day, you were to die, not because of the basura. The sov of kakusha higi is mana yivashulosh nizdami benolishchita ukemachelon nishchat. And so therefore, at that very moment, the Satan, meaning through the Malach, lets her know, oh, he wasn't killed, you know, like to scare her. Uparcha Nishmat, her Neshama was leaving anyway. And this was to show that's not why she died. Interesting. V'zoz k'dei she'yichashva kol ha'olam, v'chein Avram she'parcha Nishmasim machmas besura hakeda, k'dei levavel es Avram v'inu she'yidak v'yischare tamasehu. And then, this way Avram will hear about this, now he'll have second thoughts. And that's why he says, Levkosa with a little chuf. What does that mean? He said, she died when she was supposed to die. Not as you want to try to show me that everything I accomplished, first of all, the two ideas, one, you have to feel like you're still in Avodas Hashem, and two, I didn't have any second thoughts because the ramifications of Sarah. And that's because that had nothing to do with it. So this is an amazing idea. I mean, this is like this one idea of like you look at the Nisayon of the Akedah, total submission. There's no questioning, and this even idea of the Nesivus even Sarah, just the opposite of everyone wanted to say before. You know, you were saying she was happy, but the other idea, you know, like it's a very difficult understanding.
Doesn't the Torah say that she hears about the Akedah?
No. No, Torah never talks about it. It's all Medrash. And I want to point out the Ovi Yisrael, just this one thread of thought. What does it mean? Page 4. The After Rebbe says, Vayar v'nei gemalim bam. We're going to come back to this. Because, believe it or not, from this pasuk of the gemalim, you're going to see there's going to be one of the sources of Mesechus Kala about Sheva Brachas. Vayar v'hinei gemalim bam. I'll let you think what the comparison is. Vayar hinei gemalim ba'im. Ratzaloma roha gemul hatov sheyitzbach mizel ezeri Yisrael. He saw the goodness that's going to come out of this. Avur godel urvoz hatzoros hayisurin shekibol al'atzmam v'savla be'eis ha'golos. Jews, and this is the idea which we take from the Akedah, no matter how much that we sack, no matter how much is thrown at us, the greatest Yisurim, Afal pikein hayu ovdim es Hashem yisparach v'shomrim hatorah v'hamitzvos. In fact, Rav Hudna writes in the Pachad Yitzchak, he said, it couldn't have been that Avram shechted Yitzchak, because then we can never, part of a nisayon of the great Akedah is that as many of us offer our lives. But what it means that you wouldn't succeed unless you offered your life? Unless you actually was killed? So there, right? Right. The fact that you wanted to do this, that's the Yod Yisrael. That's what most of the Mefarshim are really going to explain when it came to Sarah and the Abra. They don't want to take, it's almost as if they're afraid to allow you to doubt what was in their mind. Right? They did this, and ultimately, by the way, that's submission. Submission is, I'm going to show you something from the Yesh Kodesh. Now, that's utter submission to God's will. What Kierkegaard said, the leap of faith, means, notwithstanding, it's nonsensical. It doesn't make sense to me. None of the things make sense to me. In the end, I have to have a munas Hashem. Comes the Yesh Kodesh, and this is just a totally different. The Yesh Kodesh, you have to understand,
he's resting his eyes.
It's like in Shir. He's still doing other stuff. Eish Kodesh is writing this in the Warsaw Ghetto. Totally different approach. Okay? So, and you got to hear it. Just, and I think you'll appreciate this. V'navina ma'am rame zelonu shevecholat tzidkanios and eskeres betara lo namra kol kach gadlus kemoshel osar. Sorry, we don't see this anywhere else. Biyodze Yosef Hela Shagamba Avram Avinu Shenemer Lakaman Gam Ken Shenavachal. Well, I'm not going to say how long he died. He lived. For Rashi Perish Gam Ken Shenimra Shahaya Belochei. And Rashi says also, Avram was a chote. He's also a good boy. And we call Malcolm Lachazar Apostle Bambez Loma Shnechaye Avram. Didn't do this like with Avram either. Why not? Emnon Isa b'sefer Hakadosh me'or b'shemesh b'reish parshas v'era meharav Hakadosh Isha Lukim Marenu b'Rabbeinu Rav Menachem Mendel Merimnov ala Gemara Noma Bris b'Melach v'Nema Bris b'Yisurim. This is a comparison of the word of Melach, which is found by Bris, the Bris of Ben Bivsarim, and also was found in Yisurim. Ma Melach, this is in Brachas. Ma Melach b'Matekes Habasa. What is melach? It sweetens or it prepares meat. Af yisurim memrakem kol avonos of shaladam. Yisurim, that also. What is yisurim? Yisurim shalava is like to get you to do tshuva, to push you into a certain path. That's how we look at it. Tahayim ma melach and mosef yosem, but now, he makes a totally different term. Ma melach and mosef yosem mechishi ur ef shalakabel hana. If you put in too much salt, you can't have any enjoyment of it. Mehabasa rakdavka and nimlach yisur. It has to be just enough. Kacha yisurin yom mizugagim sheyeh yicholim lekablam v'yom mizugagim berachmin. Also yisurim. Yisurim have to be just enough. If it's too much, it won't accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. Hine Rashi. Now just listen to what he. It's unreal. Hine Rashi perish v'loma nismecha misa sara le'akedis yisak. Sha'ayidei besura so akedish in izdamein b'no l'shchita. U'kim'at shelo nishchat parcha nishmasa mimeno mesa. He's focusing, they're going to focus on kim'at. U'kim'at, he had a fear, a fright. And then her neshama left her. Hainu shemoshe rabbeinu. Raya de Hemna knows Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the shepherd of all belief. Somach misa sarala kedis yitzvah. Kedei lahamlitz tol ba'adenu. It's like it's a prayer on our behalf to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ulahara sha'ayda yisurim chas v'chalila yoser midai. He's in, you gotta understand, this is being written, I think this was in 1941. He passed away. He was killed in Cheshvan 1940, Dalet Cheshvan 1943, right? So you see already, he's already in. He's been involved in the war now. This is a man who lost his wife and his son and a brother all within a few days. Manasseh, But if there are too many Yisurim, what are you supposed to do? Sheparcha nishmasa. V'od b'imnasa came besara tzadekes gedola kazu. Shabbas kuf mikabas chaf lechait. Ushnecha yisara shakulun shavim letovim mikomokam layochal lesbol Yisurim karshim. Mikol shekem anachnu. What he's saying is that sara is in it, and he's going to say something even more startling next. But he's saying is that it's Moshe's putting it, says, what do you want from us? Do you think people could live through such Yisurin? If Sarah Imenu couldn't handle it, and Sarah the tzadekas, she's the mother of all of our mother, right? She's it. And she can't handle it? And you expect us to handle it? And then he says, this is so beautiful. Someone mentioned to me, read this, you listen to what he said to me, because someone said to me yesterday, my father, when he was talking to me, once someone said to him about being a survivor of the Holocaust, and to which he said, there's no such thing as a survivor of the Holocaust. No one survived. Od Efshaloma, Shigam Sari Imenu Asma, Shinosno Kokach, Aliba, Masi Hakeda, Acha Pacha Nishma. What does it mean? Tovas Yisrael also. It's as almost as if she committed suicide, but don't lose that lashon. Go back to your point. Love the Tova Yisrael also. She did it for her, for the good of us. Meaning what? Laharos Lashem, ech I efshel Yisrael lespo Yisurim yosamidai. It's impossible for people. For Jews to dispose Yisurim Yosem Medai, what Vafilin, and this is so Holocaust. Afil mi shebechemlas Hashem nisha chai, even someone who survives it. Gam acha Yisurim mikom mokom chelki kocho mocho v'rucho nishperu v'nevda mimeno. Everything is lost already because he lives with you forever. My father lived with me for 11 years. I will tell you. Every single night, he would wake up in the middle of the night with terrors. He would scream. Every single night. Why did he scream? He saw. He wasn't part of the Holocaust, but he was the Russians. But still, he saw that his grandfather was killed right in front of him with an axe. The Yisurinis, but basically what he's saying is this, you go through this, kim'at. Once you have the kim'at, it's enough. That destroyed us. Doesn't matter that I was... The rest of my life, I'm going to live with this. Mali kavle kulo, mali kavle balga. What's the difference? You have to understand, he's talking to people in the Warsaw Ghetto who are just like, they're giving up hope. And he's basically using it as a real Hasidic Rebbe would and say, I understand all of your shilas, all of your questions. You're right. But in the end, do you understand the Eish Kodesh is a person who didn't lose a Muna, and he kept his people not to lose belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That doesn't mean you don't question. That doesn't mean you don't turn to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, what do you want? I mean, it's a hard understanding. What do you mean that I gave up? She gave up her life for this. I don't know what he means by that, but I know everything else I understand. In other words, what he's trying to say. It's just an amazing concept. What he's trying to get across is the question that we should have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It also shows closeness. I think sometimes I find when I read this blind belief, you know, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with everything that happened without questioning, I almost feel like you have no relationship with God. I mean, like if you have a... It's like with a father and a mother. You know, they do something to you. If you can't turn to them and say, Tati, Dibis Meshuggah, you know, what is going on over here? That's what he's saying. You have to feel... That what is Mishil Chora Chote? You would think that maybe she was a Chote. Negas Shashin Oseha Shahoyelo Lachios. Be'im lo locho kol kacha liba masei akeda. Ava kivin shalatovas, but since she did it, for the good of the Jewish people, Osam Aramis HaPasuk, Shinei Chayesara. Hainu Shinei Oseha Shalachar. After this, after 127 years, Kulon Shavos Latova Kigam Haim Imam Lo. She wasn't a Chote. She did this to show Klal Yisrael to, on their behalf, to argue with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that this was too much. Amazing shot.
What's interesting is that she's non-participant and is affected, seems to be affected the most.
That's exactly it. Exactly it. She's the only. She is the only one. She is the only one who suffered from the Yakeda. But what she's pointing out is so did Yitzchak. I'm sure he gets it.
But why, seemingly, did she suffer more directly than
I? My shot? Only a mother could say this. Only a mother could say, you know, and I saw it, I don't know if this medrash is true. I don't know where. I saw this online, so I never was able to verify. And it was introduced like it was a modern medrash. I don't know what that means, modern medrash. That means it's written by someone in the 20th century, so it's not a medrash. Something about Sarah didn't want to have anything to do with this. She heard about it like this. She said, leave me alone.
It was her day to die anyway. So now you're putting it. And why did they bring Moshe into it?
Oh, why does he
didn't write it? Hashem told Moshe to write it. That's another thing.
He gets away with it. That's the other person.
The only other person that it says Shnei Chaye is Vayakov, who also had a very difficult life.
Very difficult
I'm surprised he didn't bring that in at all. Because
He may have. I don't know if we have the entire speech, to be honest. But may have.
But but it's a natural thing to associate Sarah with Yaakov and say Shnei Chaye. Yaakov had a difficult life. So that's what it's saying. Sarah is having a difficult life also.
But this, I think, the difficult life over here, I think, is just this is not. This is unnatural. This is an unnatural difficulty. Now, Yaakov, what do you have? Yaakov, okay, I hate to say what Yaakov had in his life is. It's all through natural causes, right? This sibling rivalry. You lose your favorite son because the other kids, you know, get rid of him. There's nothing that God was involved in that, per se. Here, God is saying, is offering you something. And I think it's amazing how the Eish Kodesh just brings it out. There's so many of his ideas in the ghetto was to really just challenge God on this.
Rabbi Brick, why didn't Abraham argue with God when God told him to sacrifice? The Torah doesn't say he did with Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
Abraham understand the
effect on Sodom? So the Mepharshim talk about it. Mepharshim, again, he doesn't argue with him because that's submission. The idea of the Akedah is that we give up our lives. It's not that he's disagreeing. The ultimate thing would be the next step. So what do you want me to do about it, Mr. Eish Kodesh? Nothing. I want you to argue with the Kodesh Baruch, but in the end, we're submissive to his desires. We're submissive to the divine asking. That's why the Torah itself doesn't tell us that there was an argument. The Midrashim introduced it to show it's not that he was cold as stone, and we shouldn't think that when you question God, it doesn't mean that you're a non-believer, right? You know, we always say about to I don't want to mention his name, but his father was a survivor of the Holocaust. He wasn't from, good friend of mine. His father wasn't from, but his father had a relationship with God. He never spoke to him again in tefillah. He was so angry at God, he said, "I'm not going to daven to you." He believed in God. You have to be angry at God and not to talk to him. Many of us go through all the mitzvahs and mitzvahs and never even think that God's involved. You just go through it. He was angry. He just, I'm going to show you. I'm not talking to you again.
According to this last interpretation, Sarah's almost, it was a statement that she's dying. I'm almost getting the sense she's making the statement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She says, okay, I'm not going to be around to help everybody else right now or to be a muscle to everybody else. But she says, okay. Fine, I'm giving up, but I'm going to directly make a statement to him. And besides, there's interpretations when she said, "Wait, about Yitzchak, that she wasn't scoffing, but it was out of joy." It was a different delivery.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, you know what? I'm going to first skip the second idea. I'm going to go to page 9. So I think it's very, and we'll try to get back to it, okay? I don't want you to say in the end that he skipped pages.
You should just put in this page intention in the blank.
All right.
Wow.
The Maril Diskin, Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. Also, this is more of the halachic understanding, the part of the parsha. Vayomer lo achal adim debarti dvari. What was this? This was Eliezer, and he's saying, "Answer, I can't eat yet. I can't until we make our decision. What's going on?" Why didn't he want to speak? Why didn't he want to eat? Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Eino Evan Nasa, Shliach Lekabel Get Isha, Miyarbal ulfisha ena b'torah's getting the kedushin. Elazar is what he's a. You got to understand what this. Many of the writings we assume. The idea was that they were Shomer Torah mitzvahs in that time also. Okay? And we're not going to discuss that, how that was, where they learn it. But it makes for a nice discussion. And so therefore, if he was an Eved can't be Makabal again and can't be Makadosh a woman. If he's a Shliach. Basically what he's asking is, what's the role of Elazar? What is he doing here? Elazar, what is he doing? Is he a Shliach? Is he being Makadosh Rivka on behalf, or is she just like, okay, listen, I'm a shadchan, you know, let's go, we'll go back. Question is, when he sends him, what's his task? Is he actually saying Harait Mekudeshes Libet Tabat Zu?
Go find me a wife.
Good. Did he marry her on being when he comes back? When he comes back, is she already married to Yitzchak? Or he's going there only as a messenger, as a shadchan. And if that's the case, he can't be Bekadosher. Ukufima she's barsha avos kime was kol haTorah. Ve'eliezer haya eved kenani kimavua v'kama makomos. It's if he is an eved kenani, v'ayim betosus kesuvas. The Dibra Amadish and Emma Vayikach Boaz, that's really where we learn on. How do you know you need 10 men for a Sheva Brachas? Because by Boaz, they had 10 men there. Sheheviyu as a Raya Mimata Isim and Mesechas Kala. But in Mesechas Kala, it says Sheliyeza ho Yishliach Lekadesh is Rivka. Sheyesh Birchas Eris on the Isha Miskadesh is Aide Shliach. Mesechas Kala learns from our Parsha. But because the Yesara Gemalim, this is the understanding, there were 10 people riding the Gemalim. So you assume there were 10 men. HaMizkadesh is Aydei Shliach. V'hagam Shevetosu Shomad Matchim Loma She'enu Rakas Machde B'yalma. Obviously, the idea of Sheva Brachas is a Durban, and it's not a Daraisa, and we learn this, it's only in Asmachta. In other words, an Asmachta means a Rabban or a Mataka in a Halacha, and then there's some on an idea that they say you can learn somewhat from the Torah. Not that the Torah had this as its Pshat. The Sham Lamavuwa de Brichas Aresin, Bahavi Ba'asara, Ava Yeshom, were those who say, the Yeshmucha Mehach, we learn from this Pasuk. The Vayika Hasara Gamalim, Migamale Adonov, Shahoyikadela Harkavaleim, Hasara Noshim. So therefore you made sure they took the 10 Gamalim to have 10 men riding on it. Mehanevacha also Bakoran. The Tsurach Loma, Shaavram Hoya Meshachra also the Yos Ben Khor. So now what do you have to say? That Avraham freed the slave, Shlid Eliezer, Kodam Hakadushan. But what did he mean? He didn't free him yet, it was freedom al Tanai. You're not allowed to free your slave. Therefore, I want to say the Fidasa Gemara. It's always one of these cases. So there we force the master to free him. Afagav tamashachra avdo over ba'asei avo mishum mitzvahs lo tovro, but since it's a mitzvah, in order to prove kofen is rabba, so therefore you force the rabbi, force the master, lavar ba'asei the olam b'hem tavodu, mishum mitzvahs per yuviya. Oh, so now he's going to say, hachanami gabe Avram. Nidcha mitzvah saseh de li olam behem tavotim b'mnechi of mitzvah saseh. What is that mitzvah saseh we're dealing with? The pre-reviya to Yitzchak, to having mitzvah rabba. Havol lefizet tzorach loma to Avram. Avram avinu olav ha-shalom ha-ya meshachara oso al tanai. He was freeing him on tanai. Ubi yofan davka she'im tegaba Rivka, if Rivka accepts the kedushin, Shimlokin lo ha yasafek motzim yidei vadai, the efshe shelo tisratza lekava kedushin, right? Okay. Umiyata, now we'll explain to you, yisparah hadvarim heitev. Gifi mashu amani le'el shel yezel lo kachaso asor anashim gairim, b'nei charim lebirchas eirusin. Now it's Masechus Kala. So we brought these 10 people for the birchas eirusin. ulekachato kasher you wrote some lekvos who does some lechol ilo hayilole yelezer dayim din eved. If he was still an eved, lo hayochel itzar of bezimun im asara nashim karmenei karm. So therefore, he couldn't be part of the zimun, right? In parak, the seventh parak of brachas, if you have it, eved can't be part of the zimun with the freemen.
That's why they free, the story that freed the
right.
guy.
Right. The avadim is zamnun la'atzim ha'yitzarach l'zamein im avadim. So that's why he's waiting to eat. I don't want to eat with you yet because I want to finish this. I don't know if I'm going to be part of the semen, part of the Sheva Brachas. Unbelievable. So he quotes from his father the next phrase. We'll just do it outside. So I'll tell you why he didn't eat. You don't eat a half hour before Marav. You don't eat a half hour before Mincha. You don't eat before you're going to do a mitzvah. Therefore, he didn't eat. He had to have. He was right now samach to doing the mitzvah, so I have to be involved in just doing the mitzvah. I'm not allowed to eat.
But if he was an eved, he wasn't a
Jew. I know. It's his father. His father gives his father. He said, Tati, listen, he's quoting his father, you know. Wants to get into the sefer. But he knows, his father has a good point. He doesn't go through this whole thing of the Sheva Brachas of.
What about Ha'osek Mitzvah Potter in the mitzvah?
Who's Ha'osek Mitzvah?
Eliezer.
So, which mitzvah is he Potter from? No. He wants to be part of the Zimun. He wants to be part of it. By the way, it's a separate show we're not going to talk about today. Because that's the whole shayla, by the way, when you say, when you go to a chasana, are you allowed to bench any rum? You put that into your
coffee. Of course you are, because your wife says it's time to go.
That's true.
They eat at 11.
How could a rum appoint a shliach to go somewhere and be mekadesh a third person? I can appoint you a shliach to go do something for me. Can you appoint a shliach to go and do something for somebody else without his das?
That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
It's for good for him.
If to be mekadesh somebody, you have to have das to be mekadesh them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Avraham is sending, according to this, Avraham is sending a shliach to be mekadesh someone for a third
Very
person.
Good question. That's a good question. You learned Kiddushin. Remember those things?
A few things.
A few things. That's a good question.
You know, all the little outs. I
All right, you'll have to. You're right. It's a good. I don't see anyone bringing it up. I'm sure some people do bring that up. He probably gets the reshus of Yitzchak. Question: how old is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is an old man at this point.
Yitzchak's in his 30s.
But
what was
right? Very good point.
What was his specific shlichus? What was the shlichus?
So here that comes to the Minchas Asher, which is this is the driver from Russia Weiss. He drives him around. The Minchas Asher touches upon this. He has a whole discussion of all these things. So the question was, what was he as a shliach? What was he a shliach for? So it would seem. So he doesn't really discuss it, but his only discussion, Rav Diskin's only discussion was, he doesn't say whether he was a shliach to lekadesh or not. It seems that he was because he's talking about Berchas Harisim. So he was there to be Makadish the woman. How could it work if she would agree? So now he's no longer considered an Eved, and now he can do it. There's a separate question which gotta go deeper into it. It becomes really a lumdisher part. Can you have shlichus on something that at the moment that you're a shliach you're not roy to do, and then later on you could do it? And that's a whole Gemara, that's the whole thing in Shlichus in Bava Metzia, about being Makadish.
Shlichus as an Eved Kenani?
Chatzi, part of the Majid.
If he's accepted the Shlichus as an Eved Kenani, how can he change
Right, so you must. That's probably why you have to say Chatzi Ben Choron. The Chatzi Ben Choron is enough for him to be Makadish Shlichus. Very interesting.
And you send the Shlichus, and the Shlichus decides he wants to marry her. It's okay.
If what?
You send the shliach to
and the shliach is Makadosh.
No. The shliach says, "Okay, I like her. I'm going to do it."
Call a kodem zaka.
It's a good. It's okay.
He marries for himself, not for the for
right.
For, yeah.
So, He walked away from shlichus.
Except Eliezer, he doesn't have a good money. You know, the papa, he's the one living in Lawrence. You know, Eliezer lives in West Hempstead. I'm not marrying you. I'm going to go to take the one in Lawrence.
You're right.
All right. So over here we have the next. Yes.
Is there a question, like, with the Medrash that Rivka was very young when she became engaged.
Kedusha Ketana, go into that. She was only 3 years old. Yeah, compared to
what? So can you even actually...
So there you had the father, that's why Psul had to be there. The father had to be the one to accept the Kedusha. Kedusha Ketana, that was a problem here a few years ago. Right?
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
What?
Yes, yeah. No, it's not much fun.
Say something like that and move on.
Yeah, right. It's no big deal.
Okay. So the next part, just continuing an idea that Milchas Asher brings down. So he's not going to answer. The question is like, the next part of it, so what kind of a bracha is the Birchas Kedushin, the Birchas Erusin? Because his question is, okay, now I'm going to accept your theory that it was a Kedushin. So the question he's going to ask now is, okay, so let's say it's a Kedushin. What kind of a bracha is it? If it's a Birchas Mitzvah, I understand the Eved, or here the Shliach can say the bracha. Because he's doing the matan by Bris Mila. Who says the bracha? You appoint the Moel, your Shliach. He says the bracha. So it's over here too. Who says the bracha? So the Shliach should say the bracha. But if it's a Birchas Shevach, then what kind of Shevach did he give? I'm not getting married. He's getting married. So he shouldn't say the bracha. Now this is important. I mean, this happened to me once, you know, when I was Masada Kedushin. So I guess I was nervous, you know. And all these rabbis standing up there say, what is this guy doing? He doesn't know anything. You know, I think it was at a wedding where everyone was questioning when I wrote the ksuva, what day it was writing. Every time it was happening, I think, Bein HaShmashos, I don't remember what I did. I think I did whether Rav did it. So I knew, no matter what. I put a certain date down, whether it was the nighttime or the daytime, you know, whenever it was. Whatever you want to do. The Bavitcher Rebbe says, you write whatever the day is, even if you're going to get married after Shkia. If this is the time of the ksuva that you're writing, so you put today's date. Others say, no, you have to put the ninth date. So I knew whatever I would write, some rabbi would come, yeah, but you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, got to do that. So either way, no one. So finally, the 15th rabbi came over and said, whatever you wanted to say, that's what it says. That's it. And it was at a wedding where someone was going back and forth, bigger. There was a whole big machlokas. And Shai Shechter was sitting next to me, and he said, just don't read it. Don't say it out loud, whatever it is. Don't worry so much about the whole thing. So I remember this. I'm under the chuppah. I forgot to say the Birchas Erusin. You know, the one thing a rabbi does up there. Bore Pri Agafen. Shon Fagesen. I didn't do it. What do?
Get a different rabbi.
Get a different rabbi. They tried. So what do you do? So that's the machlokas here. We won't have time to go to the whole thing, but that's the machlokas. The machlokas is, this is a Birchas Mitzvah or is a Birchas Shevach? A Birchas Mitzvah has to be over L'Asa Yosin. You have to say it before. A Birchas Shevach, you can say after the fact. You can say it after the Kedusha. So just to quickly, Sikosu HaTosus, on page 11, the Maseches Kali Yafinim Birchas Erusin, the Pasuk Zeh, V'kosu L'fi Zeh Yeshokhita Af M'kadesh Ayidei Shliach M'varchim Birchas Erusin. Even through a shliach, he say Birchas Erusin. Shaharei Eliezer Kiddush is Rivka b'shlichus Adono. V'shuv, because you see that what is the pasuk? Vayivarcha was Rivka. So it being medayik, Vayivarcha is Rivka that they did the bracha Birchas Erusin. V'shuv kasu the mistama have yasmachta. Ve'ein lochiach mekachta mevarcha and Birchas Erusin and mekadosh the shliach. Only yasmachta. Can't make a halachic decision based on this. And here you see there's a whole machlokas. Whether you make a Birchas Erusin if you're Mekadesh through a Shliach. Just like every time you make a Shliach, the Shliach is the one who makes the bracha. Right? Anytime you make an appointment, he makes the bracha. When is that to be? If it's a Maisa HaMitzvah. If it's a Maisa HaMitzvah, And by the way, that's a separate. That, when does this come out? This comes out in Ksuvos, this is Machlokas. It's in the Rambam. Some people hold there's no mitzvah to get married. We understand those. Then it's only a hechshav mitzvah for the purposes of peruvu. And then there are those saying, no, it's a mitzvah. You have to get there's a mitzvah. You have to get it. So based on that, first would be a machlokas.
I'm not saying the Torah you have to get married, just you just have to have
Ki yikach ishisha. So I remember Rav David Lipschitz was, I had him, we learned Chulin. He brought this ksuvis in because we learned Chulin also, what's shechita? Shechita means, like, you know, there's no mitzvah to go out and shecht an animal. If you want to eat meat, you want to have a good pastrami sandwich, then go out and shecht an animal. And then you say a bracha. This is a kima mitzvah, it's not a kumvatzeh. Could be the same thing by over here.
What about Rishi, where it said you should
read
your parents and...
Al kenyaz over isha, yeah, okay. Pruravu, but it's still the mice. In other words, this is the matzah. The only way for you to have children is for you to get married. But it's no mitzvah to get married. That's the whole Havana there. Those will say, if that's true, like the Rush will say, therefore, if I hold that it's not a kumva asay mitzvah, what could it possibly be?
You mean like
it's a kiyama mitzvah.
It's like building the sukkah.
You could procreate.
No.
Yeah, building the sukkah is not the mitzvah.
Yeah, that's not necessarily true.
But
it's a good hechsher mitzvah. It may even be considered a maisa mitzvah.
The bracha is the synonym.
I think the Avnei Nezer has a whole thing about that. Even the building itself is the maisa mitzvah. Even the building itself.
You make a bracha?
We don't do that. We don't make a bracha. But the Gemara has a question about Shachiyanu. Gemara has a question. But do you say Shachiyanu when you're building the mitzvah, building the sukkah? So, when you're building the sukkah, why would you have such a shaila? The answer is because the Torah says tasa. So he has a whole understanding of the Nezer that it might be a maisa mitzvah. Turn to page 7, just one last idea.
And stay for benching.
The barrel had two beggars. And we'll finish. There was a shaila, which I didn't make a copy of, but really an understanding, just a quick, the importance of being buried in a Jewish cemetery. It was a shaila asked of the Chelkas Yaakov. In Costa Rica, they weren't allowing the Jews to be buried separately. The question was asked, is it better to be cremated than to be buried in a non-Jewish cemetery? So of course he said absolutely not. You know, he said it's not better to be cremated. But the whole idea is like, what's so unique about being buried in the Jewish cemetery? So first, the Kanfei Elisha says a Perush Rashi. What did he say? Ger v'toshav anochi yimechem. Right, the famous thing of ger v'toshav. Tenuli achuzas kever. I mean, many people pick up on this. Ger v'toshav. You know, the Rav said elu shemos b'nei Yisrael habotim mitzrayimah. What do you mean, Habat and Mitzrayim? They were there already. So I remember the Rav saying, Habat and Mitzrayim is that we're always the newcomers. There's always a sense of anti-Semitism. We're never really accepted. You know, you're different. So I saw everyone quoting the same thing, because the Rav had said it once, and everyone just started, you know, saying it with Rothschild when they wanted to reintern him to Eretz Yisrael, or he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it was, to re-bury him. So de Gaulle says, I always thought he was a good Jew, but I see he's not. Because in his mind, to be, a good Frenchman. But I see he's not a good Frenchman. He's a French. You want to be a Frenchman, you got to be born here, you want to be buried here, you're going to live here. You have no desires for anything else. So that's how he says the world looks at the Jew. Ger v'toshav, in certain places. Sometimes you're a ger, we're a toshav, yeah, we're similar to you in science, we're also lawyers, we're also mathematicians, we're also doctors and dentists, but you're different. But you're different.
Well, that's our claim all the time.
Yeah,
that,
we
not
are.
That we're better, but we're different.
Well, some of us claim that we're better. Perush Rashi, Im Tirtzu, Hareini Ger. It says, if you want, I'm a ger. Vim Lav, hey, you're toshav, but let him in at the or if I'm a toshav, so give me a piece of land. What does he mean? Says, if you want, I'm also a ger. What are you asking? If you want, I'll pay you like I'm a foreigner. It's because even though Gemara says, when did we start having claim to Eretz Yisrael? Was it from our avos or later on after Kabbalah Satorah? So, there was a din Yisrael or din b'nei Noach. Were they din b'nei Yisrael? Or were they din b'nei Noach? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan Eretz Yisrael elu man yishmer chukah v'torosov. Israel was given to us in order to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. V'zeh lo shaych elim yesh loma din Yisrael. If you're telling me that the avos had a din in Yisrael, then the land belonged to them. But if you're telling them they weren't b'nei Yisrael, they were only considered b'nei Noach, the land didn't believe to belong to them. So that's what he wants to just point out. He wanted to know, it's up to you. Am I a ger? Either way, it works for me. Either way, okay. V'yitok in Lomar, the next paragraph. So you tell him, b'zeh od kavonim, to halo ein kovrim rasha etzel tzadik, v'hashta, yihavi leidim, b'nei noach kodem, Matan Torah, Shapoya Efshalukovra ben Chasidi Umasolam. If they were B'nai Noach, why can't they be buried next to everyone else? Shabnei Ches. Aval, he wanted to say the Din Yisrael, so in Chayiv and Tariq Mitzvahs, I can't be next to you. I have to have my own cemetery. So comes Rav Samson Rafal Hirsch. It'll be the last piece. Page 8. And he sees, like, we'll just read it, it's just an understanding of beautiful. First of all, why is it called Marat HaMachpelah? I saw something on Facebook, someone just says, like, why is it called the Cave of the Patriarchs? So first of all, what do you want from me? Someone mistranslates it and puts it in the Cave of the Patriarchs. That's not what the Torah called it. What's it called? Marat HaMachpelah. What does HaMachpelah mean?
Kafu.
Double. Has to be. It was with the father and the mother. You know, everyone was together. The place from which a cave had its name was called Machpelah, and this name from Kefil, double, points to some formation in pairs. It seems to have consisted of rows of double caves, and so, by its natural formation, to offer by itself a home for married couples who were united in death as they were in life, as indeed Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah, all found their last resting place on earth there. The first possession which the Jewish race received in their land was a row of pairs of graves, which the first Jew bought to be used for his wife and then for himself, and for his son and for his grandson and their respective wives. The thought of the value of the family tie, which attaches the heart of the husband to the wife and the children to parents, was henceforth inseparably connected with the Jewish land, formed henceforth the fundamental trait of the character of the Jews, and enabled them to be what they became. What is that? Family unity. Perhaps the name Hebron, which henceforth was added to the place, also came from this. This is magnificent. For Hebron means the intimate union, Chaver, the most appropriate name for the close intimacy which makes Jewish men and women grow together in unison as husband and wife, as father and mother. Centuries later, when their descendants had flourished in the great nation, so no daily offering, this is the Gemara, it's just, you see this in Hasidic works and Rishonim and Achronim, they take something that's found in the Gemara, you just, never dawns on you what it really means. No daily offering was allowed to rise from the height of Moriah in Jerusalem before the priestly herald at the turret of the temple could see the rays of morning shine on the graves of the patriarchs and the matriarch of the Hebron. It says they saw the Shemesh b'Hebron. What? I didn't even understand that. Like, can they actually see Hebron from Yerushalayim? The idea, we can't do a carbon today until the sun rises on Hebron, where Avram Avinu and Sarah, where all of the ovals are buried. In other words, what was the idea over there? That's the key. Family unity, understanding destiny, understanding today, and going back to what our fathers and our mothers and centuries, what they have to taught us. The Achrei Ken, only after the place and its pirus had become his permanent possession, did Avram bury his Sarah. Jews create no idolatry and make no parade of their failings. They built no churches and mausoleums on the graves, nor did they deck them out with gardens. Pumfraket, you're not allowed to have grass grown on top of a kever. On the other hand, they know no time limit. The place where their dead rest remains only holy to them forever. The idea is strange to them, which allows children to honor the graves of their parents with marble and everlasting flowers, and later generations dig them all them up without a thought or feeling, throw out the bones of nameless heaps. He knows what he's going to point out over and over. Really, we have to understand when he's saying Maisa Elvis Abanim, he says that nothing happens today. There's a reason why at the end of every yontif, the Rabbanim were matakein, and it's a relatively new takana, but the Rabbanim were matakein to say Yisker. At the end of every yontif, because this whole yontif season, everything we have today is because our parents brought us up in a certain way. It's a yisod that has to be driven into every, that's the heart, that's the difference. You know, we give kavod to the zakeh, right? You know, you hear us and say, oh, he's too old.
Somebody who I know.
Okay, so we give cover to to an elder person. You know, today we say, oh, the president's again going to be 80 years old. How can we possibly let him do it? To us, you know, the older you are, the experience you have, because you represent our shalshela to the past.
Tradition.
And that was the idea. It's a beautiful idea. I'm so happy that you liked it. And you know,